Welcome back inside the Didsbury Memorial Complex. Oh, Canada is in the books, and we're set for Mountain View Colts hockey here on 96.5 CKFM. Looking forward to it. A big matchup against the High River Flyers, a Southern Division opponent here at the DMC tonight. The Mountain View Colts will make their way from right to left on your radio dial. Meanwhile, High River from left to right. And again, Galen, it should be a great matchup between two teams that don't often see a lot of each other.
No, but where would you rather be? Saturday night, it's a chance to play in front of a great crowd here at the Didsbury Memorial Complex. So very excited to take in some Heritage Junior Hockey League excitement here tonight and see if the Mountain View Colts can get back in the win column and extend their point streak up to 5 games.
And plenty of people on hand here at the DMC to see our local junior hockey players in action, and we're excited for it as well. The referees make their way to center ice. Jordan McGinnis up against Cashton Payne. It should be a great goaltending matchup as well. Two big goaltenders in between the pipes for both sides, and it looks like the line of Cohen Richardson, Hayden Parks, and Aiden Saunders is going to start for the blue and red. D-man Harley Smith as well as Mark Sauter back there, and the puck has been dropped and we're underway. The Mountain View Colts in possession. There is Smith, who gives it across for Stoddard. Stoddard looks to play it up the wall. That one takes a bit of a bounce into the middle ice now. Both sides battling long, and Smith will eventually send it to the neutral side wing. Collision in the middle. Marshall manages to dump the puck in deep, and High River is going to go to the forecheck for the first time tonight. Big bump in the corner there. That was Stoddard taking out his man. Puck comes out of it, eventually trickles into the neutral zone, and back to collect now is High River out of their own zone. Smith back, breaks her on. Saunders puts the lone pressure on. Forechecking pressure from Parks, but the pass out to Marshall is a good one, and he connects cross ice, and now they're flying. Up the ice they go. Smith with a rocket on, and a good save by McGinnis. Bounces on the rebound, and there's a whistle.
You are listening to Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services, Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM. Hard work gets you a reputation that people trust for over 47 years. That's been Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services. They're proud supporters of the Mountain View Colts.
Connor Smith gets his first shot on target. He's got 47 points in 31 games played so far this year for High River. Meanwhile, Mountain View wins the defensive zone faceoff. Cross-ice feed for Bailey's a good one on the stick of Stephen Bell. Stops up, fires one on. That one's underneath Payne, but finds it and covers up for the whistle.
Payne has made 17 appearances this year with 5 wins for the High River Flyers, 1 shutout on the year, a .323 goals against average, and a pretty solid .906 save percentage.
We played 54 seconds here at the DMC, an offensive zone faceoff coming up for Mountain View. Right wing dot. It's the big line of Wyatt Bailey, Stephen Bell, and taking this faceoff. Ashton Rock wins this one back. Here's Wyatt Bailey behind the cage. Throws one in the middle. Long shot out. Blocked. Didn't quite make it towards the goal. And now High River with a chance to answer back the other way. Carrying the puck up the ice was Jarman. Jarman gets as far as the Colts hash marks before he gets bumped off the puck. Now there's a battle behind the Colts net. Goes out to the D-man and gets sent right back in. High River on the forecheck here, looking to cycle the puck in the Colts' end, but the Colts looking for it. Battle along the wall for it. Now comes out to Rackhorst, who fires one. A big rebound in the slot. A nice save made by McGinnis. Not sure if he saw it, but it certainly did hit him. Now in transition, back the other way comes Mountain View. Right wing side here, Stephen Bell puts on the Jets, tries to go around his defender. Almost had it back to his forehand out front, but just got bopped off the puck. Here's a centering pass from Rock. That one is intercepted through the middle, and now the Flyers have a chance to collect and gather themselves in the neutral zone. Eventually they get the puck deep and go off for a change, and back to collect now is Mountain View out of their own zone. Whipping that one across the wall was Leishner. Gives it away in the middle and is sent right back into the Mountain View end. Picking it back up here again is Simon Leishner. Bumped off the puck, almost ran into his own man in Corbin Ray. Now Ray will have to fight for the puck back in his own corner, up against two Flyers this time. Wilford will dig the puck away. So too is Lazar banging away at it. Ma involved as well as High River trying to work it out of the left wing corner in the offensive zone. Ray comes back defensively, bumps his man. He's drawn a call. Looks like High River is going to go to the power play here, Galen.
Yeah, along that board battle there, the longer those go, sometimes you're just wondering how long it's going to be before someone winds up getting caught out of position there and having to get engaged with a hold or a stick. And in this case, we're going to wind up getting a boarding call being made here against the Mountain View Colts. And Ray will head to the sin bin. So 2:21 into this game, just 2 shots have registered so far for the Flyers, 1 for the Colts. And as the High River Flyers start this power play, we'll keep in mind that they began it with 2 shots. We'll see how much rubber they get at Jordan McGinnis here.
7th-ranked power play in the league to the High River Flyers, running around 18.5% right now. They get their first opportunity of the hockey game, but it's a defensive zone 1. Draw 1 by the Mountain View Colts, and Cohen Richardson will send this one the length of the ice. Give his killers a little bit of room to breathe here. Quickly picking up the puck, though, is Burrows. He'll carry it out for High River. Gets across for Bergenson, who fires one deep, and they'll start the breakout here. In the offensive zone, trying to find possession. They've found it. Now settling down across ice feed. Here's Burrows, who fires one on, and a good save made by McGinnis.
McGinnis has now made all 18 saves on 18 shots that he's faced this season against High River. 15 of them in that relief appearance in the 4-2 loss in the third period at High River back on October the 13th, and three here now tonight.
Bergson will dig in for High River on this draw. It's a 50-51, however. Eventually scrambles out to the winger Parks, who sends it the length of the ice. Payne stops up. He'll leave it there for his power play crew. About a minute and 20 seconds remaining for High River. Working their way up the ice now, carrying it up is Smith, leading scorer here and rookie for High River. On his stick still, gets battled off Stoddard. Nice defensive play. Here's a break the other way. Cohen Richardson, almost a two-on-one developing with Parks. And Richardson ran into trouble there. Puck still in the offensive zone. Parks going after it, but Richardson elects to turn off for a change here. So too will Parks, and here's an opportunity to break it out now for High River. Lugging this puck up the ice is Steinert. Nice bit of skating here. Gets around his man. McIsaac now in the corner. McIsaac on the backhand. Feeling some harassment there from Bartlett. Gets sent around the wall. Battle now. Stephen Bell involved. Right wing side, right at the hash marks. A big collision there. Puck comes free, however. High River in possession now. Offensive zone circling around. Right wing corner. Button hooking and trying to get away from his man is Marshall. Marshall gives it to Burrows at the point. This one makes it to the blue line and trickles over. Bell putting that extra bit of pressure on, but now they've regrouped and Burrows takes it back in the offensive zone. On the forehand, tries to center a crucial interception by Hirsch. He can't escape the zone, though. High River holds it in. A big one-timer blast. Pad saved by McGinnis. The rebound comes out left wing side and collected. It's still in position of Ma for High River. Ma on his backhand has to turn away, get the cycle game going down low. It goes all the way around the cage to Ty Cody. The point man stepped in, but eventually Mountain View will free the puck up and send it the length of the ice. Power play expires. 0-for-1 is High River, and the Colts get away with one here early. Now back to 5-on-5 action here. We're approaching the 15-minute mark of the first period. Long play up the wing. This one's touched by Cody before it goes back in the High River zone. No icing here. Colts get a break. Ennis with the centering pass, and that one almost ended up on the stick of Heistead. Back the other wing now. Here's a break up the ice. A little bit of speed from Jarman. Gets around his man. A centering pass, and they score. Jarman set up his man in the slot. They make no mistake. High River up 1-0.
Yeah, a perfect execution on a 2-on-1. Waiting. The defenseman goes down, able to get the pass across the crease, and in slamming it in at the near post is going to be Lazar. And so the Colts kill off the penalty, but the High River Flyers on a 2-on-1 open the scoring at 4:46, 1-0 for the visitors.
Chaz Lazar finishes off that 2-on-1. A beautiful setup there by Jarman as well. The patience to hold it and get around that defender. And like you say, just at the tail end of that power play, won't count as a man advantage goal, but it certainly was momentum building there for High River. The Colts need to answer back now on home ice. Found the puck out of their own zone. A long cross-ice pass intended for Hayden Parks is out of his reach. He'll go in as the lone forechecker, but plenty of room for Burrows to work and break it out of his own zone now. A little bit of a battle. Ty Cody involved. Big collision at neutral ice. Gets sent back in. Out of the High River zone now, in behind Payne's goal. It's Cody who wraps it around the wall. A cross-ice speed from Reckhorse is a good one. Now with speed transitioning is High River. Broken play through the neutral zone. Pumping it off is Smith. He goes into his own zone. Takes a heavy collision on the end wall. That's going to draw a call. Arm is up from the official. Smith is still down. And we'll look for him to get up quickly here, but that looked like a heavy hit on the end wall.
Well, from our angle, it looked like his whole body went in there kind of at the same time, which is better than going in feet first heavily like that. And he does bounce back up here and certainly just got a little bit rattled there, but didn't have any ankle or knee or anything bend the wrong way. So hopefully he can shake that off. And the Colts down 1-0, get a power play chance right away. So let's see what they can do. We're 5 minutes and a half into this game, 1-0 High River.
Harley Smith right back at it. And looks to be no worse for wear. Meanwhile, power play one out there for the Mountain View Colts involving Hayden Parks, Wyatt Bailey, and Cohen Richardson. Now in a battle in the slot for it. Has one possession out. Richardson, a bank pass out to the point man here. Stephen Bell with it. Bell weaves around one defender. Now around two. Still on his stick. And a centering pass of beauty for Wyatt Bailey. He makes no mistake. It's 1-1.
Wyatt Bailey has it put on a pillow for him by Stephen Bell. Drew everyone to him. Weaving through the zone. It looked so dangerous that he got to the forehand. And then it was all deception, Baron. He sent it back to a teammate.
That was unbelievable stick handling. It's just wherewithal to know where Bailey was on the ice. Bell gets around two defenders. Reaches reaches for that puck and sets it up for Bailey, who makes no mistake. 1-1. That's a power play goal for the Mountain View Colts, who were 3-for-6 last night here on DMC ice against the Red Deer Vipers. Albeit a losing effort, of course, but the power play is absolutely ticking as of late. Colts right back to work here after getting their first goal of the hockey game. Brand new game, it feels like, here at the DMC as they go back in and on the forecheck. Aiden Saunders has the puck below Payne's goal. Now leaves it there for Parks. Parks on the backhand out to the point. There's a chop at it by Bartlett, and now it's loose out front, bouncing around. Eventually, Payne will find it. He's seen enough. He hangs on for the whistle. 13:47 to play in the first.
So the High River Flyers at 4:46 get the goal off of the stick of Chaz Lazar on the 2-on-1 for Brandon Jarman and Callum McCallum Backen. And then at 5:48, a power play goal for the Mountain View Colts. It is Wyatt Bailey scoring, set up by Stephen Bell. And I did not see if there was a second assist, so we'll keep tabs on that as we move on here.
I don't believe there was, but we will keep an eye on that for you. Beautiful goal there by Bailey, but lots of work done there by Stephen Bell to get the Colts back into it. Bell's out there right now. He's poked the puck out of the neutral zone, gets it deep only momentarily, though. Gets sent right back to the blue line. Colts have to check up, and now in possession is High River, working their way through the neutral zone. A battle on Burrows with his man, and now they work their way into the zone. Ma has it on his stick only briefly, chopped away, and now in transition, Wyatt Bailey. Bailey takes it over the blue line for Mountain View, makes a move around his man, dumps it into the corner, waiting for some support there from Rock. Rock bumps his man, Tanner Austin there too, but eventually digging it away is High River. They'll gain the red line, get it in deep, back to retreat there. Simon Leishner puts it right back where it came from, takes a bounce through the middle. Here's Kai Biggin. Biggin's got the jump on his man, but has to beat the puck in the corner. A centering pass just out of the reach of Jay Heistead. Peeling off now and into the offensive zone. Here is Leishner, a backhand feed into the slot. Biggins looking for it, spins, fires, a save by Payne. Loose out front again. Both teams looking for it. Hirsch almost had it, but that one trickles through his feet and below the net. Now behind Payne, there's a battle ongoing, and the Colts will try to center it. That one hits a stick and comes out into the neutral zone. Rock has to regroup for Mountain View. Eventually, the blue and red check up. They're onside. They go back into the forecheck. Down low they go. Biggin intercepts a pass. Fires one on. A blocker saved by Payne. Hirsch finds the rebound. Backhand centers it. It's loose in the slot now. Both teams whacking away. Trickles into the corner. Biggin pulls it out of there on the forehand, trying to make something happen. We'll leave it for Hirsch. Trenton Hirsch now. Centering pass. That one's through the slot. Tipped at and just wide. Picking it up is Biggin on the backhand. Way out to Smith, who fans on it, but quickly cleaning up that mess was Blake Stoddard, and he gets it back into the offensive zone. Could have been a dangerous chance there for High River, who had two men going up the ice. Now High River, a bit of miscommunication in their own zone. A turnover down low. Colts digging away at it there. That was Trenton Hirsch involved in that battle. Almost one possession away. Centering pass through the middle. High River looking to break out. They'll find the puck in the neutral zone with Smith. Smith carries it in, gets around one. Colt will dump it in below the Colts net. Now picks it up again, gives it to McIsaac. McIsaac on the backhand, looking for a centering pass through the slot. It comes loose, puck there, batted away. Both teams looking for possession. Comes out the Rehorse on the point, fires one on. Good reactionary save by McInnes. Keeps that one out. It remains a 1-1 game. On the rebound, it's gathered by Heistead, trying to send it through the middle for Hirsch. That one's picked off, and now High River sends it back on the Mountain View end. We've got a whistle behind the play. Now arm is up from the official. It's going to be a slashing call coming down, and the Colts are going to find themselves shorthanded.
Well, we got three penalties here in the first almost 9 minutes here, 8 minutes, 50 seconds of this game, but it hasn't slowed it down. It's been a great pace to begin things here so far. They did add an assist to Cohen Richardson on that goal by Wyatt Bailey. Bailey was a big part of the comeback last night, Baron. He had a goal, plus he had assists on the goals by Cohen Richardson, and to get the Colts back to level, Hayden Parks there in on all three of the goals after they were down 3-0, eventually losing that game, though, 5-4 in overtime to Red Deer.
High River with their second man advantage of the evening, and get a long point shot through. A good pad save by McInnes. McInnes' rebound on Burrows. Burrows tries a sharp angle shot. Hit the post on that one. Puck settles and briefly picked up there by Mountain View. Unable to escape the zone, though. There's an interception by Hayden Parks. That will do the job. He sends it down the length of the ice. Lone forechecker is Cohen Richardson. Puts a little bit of pressure on Payne, the goaltender. Forces the turnover. And now forced to regroup here is High River with Smith. Smith will start the breakout here. Bergeson carries it over the blue line. Right wing side, gets it deep. McIsaac now has it behind the Mountain View end. Leaves it there for his man, looking to set something up with Bergeson. Bergson wraps it around the wall for Burrows, has to pinch to keep the zone, does so successfully. Mountain View looking for this loose puck, though, and now finding it is High River. Centering pass, and they score. A beauty of a feed by McIsaac, and it's a 2-1 hockey game.
Power play set up. The opening goal was a 2-on-1 coming across to the near post for the finish. This time it's a 2-on-1 down low, and they finish it off at the far post. And so the power play, 57 seconds into it, strikes here. And High River's got a one-goal lead for the second time tonight. This goal comes at the 9:48 mark. So High River back in front for the second time here in Didsbury tonight.
Bergeson will find the back of the net there. A beautiful feed out front. And Oh, we had a buzzer here. I don't think that's going to stop play. Meanwhile, back out of Mountain View. Looking to answer right back is Stephen Bell. Carries the puck in the offensive zone. Right wing side will set up the offense. Now long point shot from Smith comes through. Looking for a redirection. That was loose out front momentarily, but it's gathered now by High River. They'll work their way up the ice. A little bit of speed here. A shot on goal by Steinert is up and high. Held in, however, oh, that one's over the stick of Cody, so he won't be able to hold the zone. Back in the neutral zone is High River. A long pass through the middle, gets a touch up, no icing there. McGinnis is out of his net to play it. Will wrap it around the wall. Can't quite get by the checkers for High River. They dump it right back in. Smith is tasked to break it out. He gets bumped off the puck. A neutral zone turnover through the middle. A centering shot, and that one is broken up in front of McGinnis. Has to be sharp. A big save made there. Again, the puck is loose behind the Mountain View end, and again, the Colts are finding it with Tanner Austin. Tanner Austin's backhand pass connects to Stephen Bell. Gale carries it through the middle, gets poked off his stick. Now back the other way, they come with High River. Collision there, stepping up was Rock. He'll loosen up the play. Here's Bell, now has a little bit of space on the forehand, slips it home. Stephen Bell ties the game at two.
Back and forth, we continue to go. We hit the 10:55 mark of this first period, and Stephen Bell involved for the second time in the first period in helping the Colts tie the game. This time it was the big hit in the neutral zone, Barron, that jarred that puck free, created a turnover, and for the High River Flyers, they were in the midst of a line change, so that puck had to get in deep, had to get that one in at the blue line instead. Worst case scenario, yeah. Stephen Bell's behind your defense. He's not going to miss.
No, he's not going to miss there. Absolutely not. That was Ashton Rock who made the big neutral zone play, freeing up that puck, and then everyone just lost track of Bell, and he makes no mistake. This is a great game so far. 2-2. We've got just under 9 minutes to play here in the first, and the puck is in the Mountain View end. Back to recover. Simon Leishner will play it off the wall, looking to get things going offensively. Hayden Parks turns around two Flyer players, and now will work his way through the neutral zone. Gets around another one on the forehand. Rips one. That one's off a skate. Just wide. Picking it up there is Cohen Richardson. Tries a sharp angle shot. That one misses out, and it will get into the neutral zone. Leishner chops at the puck. Turned over. Back the other way. Here's Bergeson. Carries it in with some speed. Look to drop it off. Intercepting is Saunders, but right back in the slot it comes. And the Colts will have to clean it up, and they'll break it out smoothly this time. Saunders, left wing side, cuts through the middle, and that soft side move at the blue line catches his man, and that's going to result in the neutral zone faceoff coming up, and our first media timeout of the hockey game as well. 8:16 remains here in the first period. 4 goals, 2 each.
Before we get too deep into the night in Eastern time zone here, my mom back in Thunder Bay is listening in tonight.
Awesome.
She has a milestone birthday today and wanted to make sure to wish her a very happy birthday. Love you, Mom. And, of course, we're about to hit our 20th anniversary with 96.5 CKFM. I've been fortunate enough to be here for all 20 years of that, able to cover Mountain View Colts, Olds Grizzlies, Innisfail Eagles, minor hockey in this area. And what is it because of? All thanks to the support and encouragement of my Mom. Love you, Mom. Wish you a very, very happy birthday here as we watch a great hockey game here tonight.
Absolutely. Yes, a very happy birthday goes out to Mrs. Hartvigson. Hope you have a great day out there in Thunder Bay. And this is a fantastic game so far. It's been a great one. Back and forth action here. 2 goals apiece. And it really has been end-to-end action. Lots of speed in this hockey game. We mentioned the sheer amount of skill in the game in the pregame, and it sure has lived up in the opening stages. Well, neutral zone face-off now as we resume things post-media timeout. This one's won back by High River pretty strongly, however, as Burrows has to go back to collect. He's bumped off the puck there by Corbin Ray. A centering pass is intercepted by High River wisely as they start to work their way out of the neutral zone, trying to force that puck forward, but it's broken up by Mountain View, and back the other way they come with it. Long pass up the ice from Hirsch, gets a touch, no icing here. Ray is going to go after it. Corbin Ray alongside Kai Biggin. Two big bodies down there for the Mountain View Colts, and Biggin's centering pass had to be poked away by Payne. Payne's poke check will break all the way out for Steinert, who is in stride heading into the Colts zone, but a big bump there at the blue line, turned around, now back the other way come the Colts. Here's Hirsch, long shot, that one's bumped off the blocker, and it was in the slot briefly. Both teams looking for it, but eventually trickles out to the neutral zone. Bartlett has it. He fires it right back down into the high river end. Leaving it there was Payne for his D-men. It's broken up, and then getting there first were the Mountain View Colts. A good centering pass by Hewitt, and that got picked off. Back the other way now. Two-on-two action as High River is back in their own offensive zone. Looking for some more here. Big hit by Tyson Ellis on his man. Looking to jar the puck from Alec McIsaac. McIsaac involved in that battle. Gets right back into it with his man, looking to dig the puck away is High River. They've eventually done so. A long point shot is blocked there by Ellis. He'll go after that loose puck himself in the offensive zone. Forces a turnover for Heistad to pick up the puck in the neutral zone. He'll give a cross ice for Smith, who banks it off the wall and down. And won't be an icing call. That got a touch on a High River Flyer skate or something like that. Colts will get a break there. They'll go to work in the offensive zone. Austin stops at the blue line. High River trying to transition quickly as McIsaac has it. Picks it up and through the middle. Will connect now. Cody dishes off. A toe drag move by Smith into the slot. Fires one. Not sure if that made it towards McGinnis, but still in possession now is High River. Behind the Mountain View net, the centering pass. Misses. McIsaac comes out to the point. Man fires one on. Hewitt makes a big block, and it trickles into the corner. Tanner Austin involved. He takes a dump, but eventually skating the puck out now is Smith. Smith hooked up there slightly, will still advance the puck in the offensive zone for Mountain View. Smith gets it behind the net. Now Bailey centering pass, a long shot comes through. That was Stoddard who just fanned on it. Bailey's got it again behind the goal. Looked to center it on a saucer pass this time. Hard battle between Bailey and his man, but Bailey's won the battle now three times as that puck comes trickling out. McIsaac turns away from the check, buys himself a little bit of room to break it out for High River. His long pass up for Marshall connects. Marshall dumps it in. They're exhausted. High River needs a change, and Stoddard looks to take advantage. Blake Stoddard, a little bit of room to work here. Bank pass is a good one for Wyatt Bailey, who gains the zone right wing side. A long pass cross ice, intended to reconnect with Jay Heistad. Does so. Now at the point, Leishner, just a soft play there, loses the handle on it, but makes a good one to try to get it back. And now it's picked up back again, and Bergeson will find it. Bergeson tried to use the screen there, misses the target, will eventually try to get to a rebound on his own. A battle for it, as that was Aiden Saunders who poked it through the neutral zone, but eventually Bergeson finds it back onto the stick of Ma, who fires one, and a tense moment there for McGinnis, but eventually finds it. Play continues here. He stopped that one, and in transition, here comes Stephen Bell. Looking for a loose puck. It's quickly batted away from him. High River now with a little bit of room to work. Jarman will carry it in. Big bump there at the blue line. Freeze things up. Defense play by Cohen Richardson, but now a loose puck right at the blue line. Carried back in by High River. Jarman bumped off the puck on his backhand. Tried to center it. It was there, and a spinning shot just wide. Comes out to the point, held in. High River will carry it down low. Smith there, looking for the puck in the center. A centering pass broken up by Mountain View. Couple of sticks involved. Now a centering pass again is picked up by Hayden Parks. Smart defensive play. He carries it out of his own. This one won't be icing. Gets a touch on a man behind the play, and the Colts get another break there. On the offensive zone, in the attack, a centering pass for Hirsch, and a blocker saved by Payne. Battle in front. Parks is looking for it. That one ends up wide of the target. Good opportunity there for Mountain View. Hirsch was nearly all alone there. Richardson passes through the middle, looking to connect with Parks back the other way. That one's broken up by High River. Neutral zone play now back and forth. Eventually, Mountain View will gather. Long pass up the ice is a good one. Here's Hirsch again, looking for more in the offensive zone. Right wing side pushes into the corner, gathered quickly by High River. They send it back up to where it came from. Battle in the neutral zone for it. Now it's trickled up, and now collecting is Bartlett. Plays it off the wall. Linesman have to be quick to dodge that one. Bartlett has it once again. Right wing side, cross D to D play. And now a little bit of room for Mitchell McDermott. Plays one through the middle. Big collision at center ice. Ray takes out his man. And picking up the loose change here is Kai Biggin. Makes the move around his man. Couldn't quite get the second man to go. Now it's a turnover with Hirsch, who has an opportunity. That one comes off his shin pad and goes wide. Mountain View relentless here in the offensive zone, generating all sorts of turnovers, but not the high-quality chances they're looking for. Smith gets it back, and will send it right back in the High River zone. Forechecking pressure continues here. Kai Biggin tries to add a little bit of that. So too does his forward partner in high step. And now there's a turnover in the neutral zone as Smith will pick it up, carried it himself, looking to get around his man. And Smith still forechecking up there. But eventually High River will break it up only about as far as the Mountain View Colts logo. They get turned around once again. Good pressure here by Mountain View to really take away a lot of the breakouts for High River. Highstead again putting pressure on in the offensive zone, making it hard here for Red Horse to try to break out. Red Horse eventually makes enough moves to get around that pressure. And now a nice pass through the middle. They gain the blue line momentarily. Good pressure by Mountain View to try to win it back immediately as Rock puts the check on, much like he did on that goal from Stephen Bell. Long shot from the point. It's loose out front. Batted away by Mountain View. Comes back out to the point man. A long shot through. That was Chanot who tried to fire one on. He fanned on it. A centering pass off the backhand out front. That was a dangerous opportunity, but a nice steady play there by Rock. Rock carries it into the corner. Battle for it now. Hewitt has it stripped off his stick. A centering pass is batted away by Leishner. Battle along the wall now for it. Ellis can't clear. It's picked up. Ma will keep it alive and send it around the wall. Centering play now. Here's Cody who pinched up, loses the puck, and now still in possession is High River. You can sense a couple of tired legs there for Mountain View looking for that puck. Here's Ellis who finally finds it and gets it as far as the red line. That'll allow Mountain View a little bit of breathing room here. The lone forechecker is Jay Highstead in the offensive zone. Now Mountain View will get the full change. Their big line's coming over the boards. And meanwhile, in possession is Cody. A long pass up the ice. Marshall gets a touch on it. No icing. Smith goes after it. Leaves it there for Marshall. Out to the point man it comes. One-timer blast. That one's towards McGinnis. And he swallows it up for the rebound. 1:11 remains in the first period. It is a 2-2 game at the DMC.
On the road, making miles through Western Canada since 1963. When you needed haul, call Dick's Trucking in Didsbury. We'll also mention Big or Small. Didsbury Value Drug Mart has tons of great gift-giving options, from perfume to cologne to blankets, bedding, and trinkets. Didsbury Value Drug Mart.
The defensive zone draw is won by Mountain View. Chopping it up the wall quickly with Stephen Bell to avoid some of that pressure. High River picks up the puck. They'll try to get it right back into the offensive zone, but quickly picking up the change is Bartlett. Bank pass intended for Bailey just out of his reach. A battle for it now at the blue line. Quickly put up the wall. Smith will gather for Marshall. Marshall leaves it for McIsaac. Alex McIsaac will take it in now for High River. Less than a minute to play here in the first period. Colts have it out of their own end. Stephen Bell picks it up against the wall. A nice cross-ice feed for Bailey. That one comes off his skate and unable to hang on to it there. Taking a hit there to make the play was Tanner Austin. Does advance the puck for Bailey. Looking to spring Bell behind the play as well, but quickly reading that was High River. They intercept, and now Bell on the forecheck almost forced a turnover himself. Parks gets it back to Simon Leishner. Simon Leishner, D to D play there for McDermott. On the backhand, will get it into the offensive zone. About 15 seconds remaining. High River has it, a turnover, however. Bell causes that one, gives it to Richardson. Richardson looked to reconnect with Bell, but this time it's picked off. Now a one-on-one scenario. Good play by Richardson to poke it away. Less than 5 seconds to go. Here's Marshall who carries it into the offensive zone, but only into the corner as the horn goes. And this one, well, it might as well have started the way we ended. It's 2-2. The shots are 12 apiece, and that'll do it for the first 20 minutes of play. You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM.